What's up, folks? It's your boy, Looch Dog, from the Voice of One Wheel. And boy, am I excited to get things kicked off and started the right way on January 2nd, 11 a.m., with my boy, Bodie Harrison, as guest host for the first show. Now, here's the deal. I got to put an episode out there or something just to be a placeholder in order to set up the RSS feed, which doesn't matter really to you guys, but basically that's so that you can subscribe on iTunes and then download our episodes anytime we upload them. But yeah, I have to put something there. So what I wanted to do was use a clip from my show Looch Dog in the Morning. Yesterday on our show, we discussed the haterade that was pouring out of the mouths of one of the people in the group, the owner's group, on a post that I put out yesterday. I put a promo out saying that we were going to do the Voice of One Wheel, and some dude got all over Bodie for accepting that free board that the group crowdsourced for him, which, of course, was an awesome thing in my mind, but he had a big problem with it, and so we discussed that on the show, and Nick Bonner, this is not at all an attack against you, sir. I just wanted to discuss where this comes from, the mindset of hating on things just to hate on them. And if you'd like to respond, or any of you would like to comment, remember, on January 2nd, you can watch live, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, YouTube channel TTR Studios. You can call in, you can text in, you can talk to Bodie, you can talk to me, and we'll be excited to chat with you guys. So remember, mark it on your calendar, January 2nd, 11 a.m. Eastern. Here's a clip from Looch Dog in the Morning, where you can find all of this, the One Wheel Podcast, my show. It's all at litmradio.com. And this is a clip from yesterday's show talking about haterade with the One Wheel.
It's because we've got a new show coming out on January 2nd featuring the one and only Looch Dog. He is going to be doing a podcast on the One Wheel.
The Voice of One Wheel airs January 2nd. Belly will be producing from behind the glass. He'll be interjecting every now and then, but he's going to make the thing run because we're going to have a social media lounge. We've got about 5,000 people who are chomping at the bits for this thing. I posted about it yesterday, and it actually caused a big kind of a problem.
Oh, no.
Whole lot of haterade from some dude in the group. And I would like
That's
to...
That's awesome.
Can I read it to you guys? Can I read you the thread? Because it's
someone
so
who
funny.
Is for the One Wheel is
no,
against the One Wheel podcast.
No, no, not at all. So what happened was I'm having a guest host join me. And of course, we'll do more than just the One Wheel here today. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because I want to discuss haterade. I asked the number one rider to join me as a guest host. Okay, so he's going to join me as a guest host on the first show. And I'm going to have a whole segment where people can jump on TTR Studios on YouTube and ask him questions live. His name is Bodie. We're just going to do an Ask Bodie segment. Okay. And people are saying things, oh man, I can't wait. I forgot about this. Please keep the reminders coming. My life is no longer built around scheduling things that happen in real time, which I totally get. But this guy.
Imagine someone listening to the One Wheel podcast while they're one wheeling.
I mean, you could.
It's like a full on inception.
You could. So except everybody probably will, except for this dude who says, I can't. Now, here's what happened. But for the backstory, the guy Bodie, nobody really knew about him. He showed up at this Float Life Festival, which is once a year. It's in Asheville, North Carolina. And everybody from around the country comes and they get RVs and they drive and they camp out. It's kind of like a one wheel Coachella, if you will. Okay, pig pickings, different kinds of rides, awards for like the fastest rider, the most creative rider, stuff like that. He won all the awards. Nobody knew who he was. And then all of a sudden he just like wowed everyone. He wowed everyone. So the community pitched in afterwards and crowdsourced $1,000. And then the company that makes the board, Future Motion, kicked in the last $500, bought this kid a board, a new board, because he was doing it all on the original version, not the new one.
Okay. What's the difference between the old one and the new one?
It's the new one's way more powerful. It's got a lot more juice to it. And you can probably, everybody's thinking, wow, I'd love to see him on a new board. If he's doing that with an old one, look what he would do with a new one, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty cool story, Billy. That's pretty cool. They crowdsourced it for him, you know.
That's the signs of a good community.
I mean, it's a little weird One Wheel wouldn't see this kid and be like, maybe we should fully sponsor him. He's the one person that's like knows what he's doing. I mean,
well, they were saving their funds for the Voice of One Wheel because they know they're going to they're going to have to put something towards us. But I'm going to say no. If they try to sponsor me, I'm saying no. I will not be run by Future Motion. Let's just put that out there. But the whole reason that you guys care, because the majority of our listeners couldn't give two shits about the One Wheel, I wanted to get into haterade and what makes this a good idea in your mind, Nick Bonner.
Oh, man, you got to drop his name.
I am dropping his name. Because if he's going to go ahead and do this.
Especially with the last name Bonner.
Well, that's what pretty much got picked up by everybody in the group. So he says, I can't wait to hear what the world's best one-wheel rider who can neither afford a one-wheel nor get one from One Wheel has to say. What? I'm young, broke, and need a handout?
Yeah, that's some haterade for sure.
That's just haterade.
Yeah, I don't.
Potts, what's your response there? If you are Bodie, if you are the rider.
He typed it all with his pinky out, I could tell.
His tone. Wait, no, explain that for the listeners. His pinky out like he's what, holding
he's
a...
He's like drinking his tea while sipping. This is none of my business, but I'm going to interject anyway.
That's great. What do you think, Potts?
I mean, the only thing I agree with is, like, what I just said. Like, yeah, why wouldn't One Wheel give him a free one? I think that is honestly kind of pathetic. But it's not the kid's problem.
No,
I would
it's not
be talking
his
smack
fault.
The One Wheel.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, no. Oh, my God. So I'd just like to go through this. The Bodie dude just wrote savage and then a crying laughing.
That's awesome. I think that's actually a great
answer. He's probably
a
big poster in that group.
Who, Bodie?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's like known as the guy. So then this Nick.
No offense to Bodie, but that's like the perfect surfer dude, like surfer name.
Oh, I've already coined Bode Mode.
Right.
Well, what if Bodie and that dude got married? Then his name would be Bodie Bonner.
Bodie Bonner.
Or Bodie Bonner.
So then awesome. Bonner writes, "I don't know you from Adam. I just might be a bit obtuse." For it, but the GoFundMe to buy a one wheel for this kid kind of rubs me wrong.
I think it's really weird.
So he doesn't really like charity.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't like the fact that it's charity. And I mean, so what people continue to write here.
It's
and
not like
he,
the kid asked for it. You know?
Exactly. And then Bonner continues to say, I didn't go to college. My parents were, for the most part, broke. I worked my ass off and took huge risks to get where I am. You aren't disabled, developmentally challenged, or from a third world country. You weren't injured, wronged, or harmed in any way that I know of. I just don't get the call to charity. Maybe you didn't initiate it. What do I know? But if you didn't, then you should have refused it. $1,500 isn't worth it in my mind. It's not meant to be an attack, just my feelings.
That's poor feelings.
That's not. How is that? That's like saying, listen, I don't mean to attack you, but fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, what is
I mean,
that
it
about?
Sounds like he doesn't want to attack it, but he feels the need. I kind of understand what he said. Like, he just feels the need to say something that it doesn't really make sense. But again, it's nothing against Bodie at all.
Thank you.
But,
I get,
it's like.
Go ahead.
It's going back to that, like, Keaton bullying situation. Like, why did people start a crowdfunding thing for him? Like, it doesn't. Like, it seems like
even
we
then,
do that just
I disagree,
to respond to situations and we don't actually know why. Like, why would the kid won all these contests? One wheel should have, the prize should have been a free one wheel.
The prize
like, why would the crowd, one wheel should kind of feel pathetic for letting their followers or whatever, their users have to chip in to buy someone. So like, that's kind of just pathetic.
And I think the biggest thing is when it comes to this is, this $1,500 for this one wheel isn't the make or break for any charity. You know what I mean? It's not like this could have gone to a third world country.
Oh, so he's
like
saying, like, take this $1,500 and put it to,
St. Jude's Medical Hospital.
Sure.
Do anything better with $1,500 than buy some kid some one wheel.
No, we would rather watch what this kid can do with a brand new board. We would like to live through him because we're not going to go out there as 50-year-olds is what a lot of these people are saying. I'm not going to go learn all these tricks. I just want to see him do it. And if I have a lot of money and I don't mind putting $100 towards it, go shove if you've got a problem with that.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
People willingly did it.
Well, here's the interesting thing that I wanted to bring, because I thought this is something that the listeners could get from this, because I know I'm not bringing this up to talk about the one wheel. I think this is something that you could put towards the whole internet, just life as it is today, hating on things just to hate. I can't stand how easy it is just to hate on stuff. How many Steelers fans are going to be hating on James Harrison, who just flipped over
the
Patriots?
Well, they should be mad at their team for being the one that let him go.
And all they're going to do is just hate on James Harrison. That sucks. You know, it's just so easy to hate on a public figure. So anyway, this person says,
I mean, it was kind of inevitable. As soon as he got released, you're like, he's going to the Patriots.
I mean, you knew it, right? Potts, don't worry. We'll talk about that on Friday. But Aaron,
yeah, I don't know.
This,
what's going on?
This guy Aaron writes in, hey, I'm pretty sure the community funded it in part because he's a kind gent, but more specifically because he would shred it harder than most of us And they would be the recipient of, damn, that was nasty, and all that goodness at the expense of his time and practice and pain. Also, your non-attack seems pretty attackful. Did you pay for it, or did you chip in, or are you just grinching? Because that drink you're serving tastes a whole lot like Haterade, huh?
Lemon, lime, Haterade.
So would you guys like to see Bodie's response? Because I thought it was pretty good.
And sure, then we'll move. This kid sounds pretty chill.
He is chill as shit, and I can't wait for him to join me on January 2nd. It's going to be at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. to 11:30 Eastern time. He'll join me on Tuesday next week. But Bodie says, hey, listen, well said, Aaron, to the guy I just read about the Haterade. And he said, being kind goes a long way in this world. Listen, I grew up broke, too. And you know my, you know what my parents taught me? What goes around comes around. I spread love and kindness to these lovely humans, and I practiced my ass off and ended up winning the Float Life Fest. The return of my energy to the world came back to me, and I'm grateful. I'm incredibly grateful. Are you actually saying that if other people offered you a free board to ride and spread your stoke on the world, you would refuse? No way, man. Take your jealousy and hate elsewhere. This group is for stoke.
Stoke it up.
I'm going to spread my stoke. Right. That's awesome. I'm going to start using that.
That's why I like this group, because it makes me feel cool. You got a whole bunch of like California, like 20-year-olds saying things like that. And I'm like, Belly, let's go spread some stoke, dude.
Yeah. Well, stoke it up.
So I can't wait. And then people continue.
Belly. Oh,
who is this asshat? Nick the Dick Bonner. I mean, it just continues from there, and he just gets crushed. But
yeah,
I mean,
right, what, yeah, we don't need whatever. The crushing.
No,
that's
I don't need that.
Too.
But what's the point? What I wanted to ask you is, what do you think this kid? Do you think this kid literally is like sitting in his computer going, "Oh, I got one for them," and gets ready to type this thing out?
There's people that literally do that on every social media platform there is. I mean, that's not a surprise. People love today. That's what Facebook is. Feels like it's just turned into that. I mean, only like people giving comments to crap that they are too lazy to do anything about and just want to hate on something that someone posted. And that was classic. The whole basis of Santa Monica Newsroom when I started. That was just a creative way to talk trash to people because it was just so annoying hearing people ramble on, you know?
That'll do it. Remember, that's a clip from Looch Dog in the Morning. It's the morning show that we do here at TTR Studios on LITMRadio.com and Sports 106.1 in Richmond. But it's also the same website that you're going to be able to find the voice of One Wheel right there at LITMRadio.com. You can also subscribe on iTunes. That way, anytime I post a show, it'll go straight to your device. And thanks again to Bodie Harrison for joining me on the first show Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Again, Nick Bonner, this was not to call you out, man. If you'd like to join us on the show, call in. Feel free. We've got a call-in line if you'd like to defend yourself or just maybe point out something that we missed. But I just see a lot of that Haterade flowing through the veins of some of you in the owners group and some of you in the riders group. Just keep it dot pro, man. Go out and get your float on. We'll see you guys next week on Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, YouTube channel, TTR Studios. See you guys.